Hi everyone, this is Robin Jarbitt from Insight Principles, and today I'm going to be talking to you about not forgetting to pay attention to the transport system. So over the years, we've noticed a common refrain after people leave our program. In this recording, I'm going to remind you that simply orienting yourself towards your potential for insight is the first step towards having even more. When we follow up with clients, they often describe their challenges with remembering and using what they learned in our programs. As we explore, we often find the pace of their life is an underlying issue. It is not uncommon for our clients to realize that their life is not set up to allow them to more fully access their innate mental capacities. It's like attending a cooking class and realizing that the way you brought and prepped food needs an upgrade. Learning about your mind is a good thing. We're biased. But it's also helpful to take care of the thing that carries your mind around. If you exercised 8 or 9 hours a day without a break, for example, would you be surprised that your muscles cramped? Although we can have insights when we are tired, or say the right thing when our mind is full, directionally, the more rested you are, the more you'll be awake to how the mind works, and the more likely it will be allowed to function the way it's designed. The first step towards making an upgrade is to realize and want this. Many people return from our program and try to apply their learning to the existing structure of their life. This is a nice improvement, like drinking more electrolyte when you exercise. But we suggest aiming for a higher bar. If you remember, our program includes lots of space, breaks, moments of quiet, time for reflection. And although it might have looked slow-paced in the beginning, when we got to work on the second half of the program, you were experiencing something closer to hyper-productivity, with more ease, grace, and impact. It can be helpful to remember that the mind is designed to have insights, and then reflect on how you might better support this natural process. Please note, we're not suggesting this as a to-do, but rather hoping you find some curiosity, a place to look, something to wonder about. Remember wonder? As a result of learning about the mind and wondering how I might be getting in my own way, over the years, I've shifted how I sleep, exercise, eat, what I watch, what I read, and how I view tasks and to-do lists. As a result, I have a more peaceful and graceful life that seems to contain more joy, love, and fulfillment. I've navigated difficult situations better than I would have in the past, as far as I can objectively tell, and I seem to get more things done with less effort. It is important to note that I did not make these changes out of willpower or because someone told me what to do. On the contrary, they arose naturally from my own insights about the nature of the principles and how they were creating my reality. This is why I'm not suggesting you do exactly as I did. What works for one person does not work for everyone. However, I'm extremely confident that you'll have your own helpful insights if you appreciate the potential of your mind. Insight might not be a fast endeavor, but it is crucial. Give it time, play, experiment, look for wisdom and insight about what does and doesn't work for you. Like finding and then adjusting a pillow until it's just right. Safe travels.